WeTip is now available in Hayes. From the Hayes Police Department, Lieutenant Jeff Ridgway stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
WeTip is a tip hotline that the Hayes Police Department partnered with and has had that service come online here at the beginning of the year. And it provides an opportunity for citizens to call and provide a tip, report a crime or something like that. They'll report it to WeTip, and that gets relayed on to the Hayes Police Department. They can call, they can text, they can go to the website. There's a couple different ways. It just makes it easy to submit that tip information. And if they so choose, they can even choose to remain anonymous. And so it's just a resource that we partnered up with to be able to give another way of communication between the citizens and the police department.
Very cool. So I'm clicking kind of through on their website, WeTip.com.
That's correct.
And it looks like, yeah, there's all these cities that they work in. And it seems like a pretty simple interface. You got something to report. This is the way to do it.
There's a couple ways to do it. You can go to WeTip.com. You can go to that website. There's a link there. When you go to that website, that clicks into their tip portal. Or you can call or text 844-785-1214. Again, that's 844-785-1214. And that phone number has actually been dedicated to the Hayes Police Department. So if you call that, they'll know that you're calling, referring a tip for the police department direct. However, you can also call that number and they'll accept it basically for any location. They staff that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they take that tip information and they kind of triage it, try and figure out what the information is. And if it's something that needs to be acted on right away, we have worked with them and set what type criteria they need to determine. If those are met, they'll contact our dispatch center and relay that information immediately to us. Otherwise, if it's something that can wait a little bit, they will then email that to a select group in our agency, and we'll get that notification, and then we will disseminate it and get it to whether it needs to go to detectives, whether it needs to be signed out to parole officer for immediate investigation. We'll be able to get that appropriately assigned out. So, but again, you can call. If you text the number, they'll send you a link on your phone on how that takes you into the portal and to allow you to provide that tip information. And one of the neat things that comes along with that we've not had here with the City of Hayes is WeTip offers a reward of up to $1,000 for information that leads to an arrest and conviction. And so there's been other communities around us that have, whether it be Crime Stoppers or some other type of program that offers that reward. We've not had that locally here. And the really nice thing for us as a police department is we don't have to manage that. WeTip manages that. They take care of that. So if you are looking for a reward aspect, unfortunately, you can't call the Hayes Police Department and ask us, hey, what's up with the reward? You're going to have to work with WeTip on that. But that is a part of the a program is offering that reward. And so that is something that is new. And maybe that'll stir some, encourage some people to provide us with some information that can help us better serve our community.
Yeah, you think about all those crimes that go unsolved and there's not a lot of major crime in Hayes. So I think a big draw for most people that live here. But for some of those theft-related cases, I think about over the years where we've seen the pictures come out, we're looking for, but then we never hear any more about it because they're lost to the wind.
Right. Sometimes, you know, we post that information like through Facebook and we get some responses and stuff like that are very helpful. But this now gives them an opportunity. If people want to remain anonymous, this now gives them a tool that helps protect that information. And as far as the Hayes Police Department getting any anonymous information to try to identify who that caller is, it would actually require us probably going to get a court order, some form of search warrant from a judge signing off on that. And in many of these cases, that's just an effort that we're just not going to take. It's just there's a little bit too much time involved in doing those. Obviously, the search warrants are there for a reason. That's really not the intent of this program. So that's just not an angle we're going to go.
You know, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about why Hayes signed up for this program, kind of how that all came about.
So Hayes, the city of Hayes, This is a service that is part of the property and liability insurance premiums that the city of Hays pays to Midwest Public Risk. So it's one of these services that is part of our premium that we've been paying anyway. So we're just basically taking advantage of a part of that premium and part of the services that Midwest Public Risk offer the city. And from a city of the police department's perspective, it, to us, it looks like it's just no cost for us, not much for management, provides a great resource, a great tool that making available to our community. And so just, again, just leveraging all those resources that are provided to us and figuring out how can we use these tools to better serve our community.
Love that. Sounds like a win-win-win in my book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anything else you think the audience should know about WeTip before we go?
Well, we're working on getting some posters distributed around the city. That way, you give more information. It'll be QR codes because sometimes it's a little bit easier to get connected to the tip site. So, it's really exciting to see the partnership come up. We've already seen some tips come in on this. And so we know the connection, the communication is occurring between WeTip and the City of Hays and the police department. So just we're looking forward to see how this will benefit our community.